joining us now, Angela Birdie, on that Cascades of Fire fireworks show. Angela's with the parks in Niagara Falls. And can you tell the difference, Angela, from one fireworks display to another? Because I think they're all cool. I'm impressed by every single one.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love ooing and eyeing? But last weekend, we were here to watch China, and there was definitely a difference. Like, those are not fireworks you see every day. What's being highlighted is the Cascades of Fire. They were pretty exceptional.
Ooh, okay, so tonight, it's Finland's turn, right?
Right. Finland and Brazil this weekend. They're rescheduled from last weekend when, unfortunately, weather forced cancellations. But we're going to hopefully see Finland and Brazil this weekend.
How do countries or teams get involved in this? Because Finland, I don't necessarily think of fireworks.
Honestly, all of these countries were kind of head-scratchers, to be perfectly honest. But I got to, you know, this is something that's being sponsored by our colleagues across the river. They put the event together. I know that the woman, Tina Myers, who's the director over there, actually went to fireworks and pyrotechnics school, so that as a executive director of the event, she would know what she was talking about. So I can't comment on how the countries were created and invited, but it is the first time that it's been in Niagara Falls. So,
and there are actual judges that are viewing this, right?
That's what they say, yeah. Each team gets points. There's theme of choice of music, creativity, selection of effects, synchronization, crowd reaction. So there's judging criteria, and we'll see what happens in the end.
If you want to go but you don't want to cross the border, what are some of your options?
So what we did here at Niagara Falls State Park, recognizing that that's exactly what people might want to do, is we've opened lot number 3, which is our fire parking lot on Goat Island, for viewing. We've hired sound system to come in and play the music simulcast, so you can enjoy. Last week we had, about 3,500 people enjoying it on the banks of the river with music going. We have refreshments, hot chocolate, coffee, and stuff like that. We're offering free parking at lot number 2 on Goat Island and then trolley service over to lot 3.
Now, if you wanted to go up and watch but stay in your car, is that possible?
You could do that. There's several pull-off areas along the Niagara Scenic Parkway. We are really, really urging people not to stop in the middle of the parkway. It's just not safe. But there's plenty of parking at the power intakes. There's a few little parking pull-off areas that were built as part of our new Riverway construction project. So you can certainly plan to get there early if you want to take advantage of one of those spots.
All right. And the sound, too, if you want to go to the place you mentioned earlier, the sound really adds to the show.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it was kind of like, that does make it even better than it could possibly be. So definitely plan to have music with you.
Okay, so that's tonight is Finland, tomorrow night's Brazil. There are more fireworks, though, Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, they'll be doing the typical location down in the gorge, which is where the fireworks take place every night during the summer. So it's just kind of a general fireworks.
That's not a single country, then?
It's not a single country, and it's in a different location. So it's back in the gorge, sort of if you were at the Maid of the Mist area. That's where you'd be able to see it, as opposed to Lot 3 in the back of Goat Island.
And this is kind of your last chance.
This is pretty much it, from what I understand. I'm not sure that anything's going to be rescheduled. So please, 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 I urge people to check www.fol.com for scheduling. It's Winter Festival of Lights. They've been updating their schedule there on their social media. We're also doing that at Niagara Falls State Park Facebook page. And we just don't want people to be disappointed in the event that there has to be additional cancellations. So please check before you head out.
All right. Angela, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it.
Hope to see you here tonight.
Okay. Angela Birdie with the State Parks Department joining us live.